Thank you, merci. Ladies and gentlemen, as he pointed out many years ago, the promoter of ADIA Sensory Gardens, Hugo Kickelhaus, we have for centuries sought to replace experience with knowledge. What a spare world we now live in. My name is Alina Zajadacz, and today, together with my colleague Anna Lubarska, we would like to present the topic which is related to creating sensory gardens and paths as outdoor sites for people with visual impairments. The sensory gardens are a self-contained area that concentrates a wide range of sensory experiences, and its role is to encourage the users to touch, smell, and actively experience the garden with all their senses. The possibility of multi-sensory, non-visual cognition of the environment is especially important for the blind. The blind and visually impaired people constitute a significant part of outdoor areas users. For example, the Polish Association of the Blind has about 50,000 members. And therefore, we undertook the research aimed at presenting the ways of creating universal gardens and sensory paths, attractive also for visually impaired in various types of environment. The key points is which of the sensory gardens design solutions are elementary for people who are blind and visually impaired, for example, in the sphere of spatial orientation and information, and should be adopted in all gardens so that way will be more universal for everyone. And the opinions of blind and visually impaired people are very, very important in this process of determining these features. So the stages of our work included inventory of sensory gardens and paths, and then in the same time we carried out interviews with the blind and visually impaired, and then we try to prepare recommendation for good practices in universal garden design, including the needs of people with visual disorders. The research was carried out in 15 gardens and one sensory path, and these objects are organized in different regions in Poland, both in the cities as well as in rural areas and national parks too. The results of the field inventory revealed the adaptation of the infrastructure to the needs of the blind. For instance, among the elements for easy spatial orientation, the most frequently found features were sense and clear path layout, diversified texture of the path surface, advice from other people too. And while in terms of infrastructure, of mobility and stay, the most popular features were diversified types of surface, tables, elevated flower beds, and ramps. Whereas taking into account providing information, the most commonly found features, sensory paths and interactive toys, braille, large print plaques, tactile graphics, and tactile plans. The research included the opinions of blind and visually impaired people about the universal principles of creating sensory gardens. 32 people took part in interviews conducted from June to August this year. And all interviews were carried out directly in these gardens. And their results will be presented by my colleague.
Thank you. So now we would like to comment on the results. Perhaps the first aspect to talk about is how the blind and visually impaired generally use their senses in spatial orientation. As you can see, Hearing is generally perceived the most useful sense in orientation with 24 answers and seconded by remnants of sight and the sense of light with 22 answers about 3. We got very similar results in a question regarding orientation in sensory gardens. Hearing and remnants of sight were often regarded as very important. We can also see that the senses of touch and smell obtained high scores. The respondents feel generally confident in their place of residence. They feel rather dependent on other people in new, unknown places, but sensory gardens are treated by them as places where they can move independently, which is an interesting observation to make. Please pay attention to features which make it easier to find a way in sensory garden. A clear path layout and diversified surface obtained in general some distinction from among other elements. Together with other people's advice, they were distinguished as the most important features. The same applies to safety. Plenty of the respondents require substantial help from another person to feel safe. Other significant factors are architecture and equipment. Let us move on to the most interesting places in sensory gardens. One of the best ideas found in a sensory garden is a tactile planetarium, so-called Tiflo planetarium. This prefix Tiflo or Tiflo comes from Greek and it means blind. You can in fact touch the solar system and get to know it. It's not only fun, there is a lot of educational asset or perhaps value in it. And when you look at the second picture, you can see it's a simple toy in a playground and it can serve as a teaching aid. This is a globe and you can find here the 5 major circles of latitude that mark maps of Earth, the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn, the Arctic and Antarctic circles, and the equator. Large tubular bells not only bring you fun, but also let you recognize the pitch of sound and play, for example, Ode to Joy if you wish and if you can. The typography presented here has a braille description as well as convex silhouettes of the animals described. As a path, a part of the deducted path, it makes the board attractive not only for blind children, but also for adults. The tactile plan is very helpful in orientation. It doesn't have to be very complex, but what counts is the variety of surfaces and the correct preparation of the plan. So that is, let us say, legible or readable with your fingers. You might find it surprising, but the oboe was one of the places which teenagers from Owińska laugh most about their sensory park. This is a school for blind and visually impaired children. The whole park is unique with its bridges, playground, mini zoo, fountain, piers and bridges, as well as deductive equipment. The pupils, however, appreciate the tranquility of the gazebo. Older people often paid attention to the need to place benches in sensory gardens. Tactile wall and tactile path allow you to feel the surface with your hands and feet. In some gardens, we found not only grass and stone paths, which you can see in the picture, but barefoot paths with needles and cones, etc. They were also available on special tables to touch them with your hands. Sound nests and scent chairs allow you to relax and enjoy the park while stimulating your sense of hearing or smell. And back to school and to education. The model of a mountain has the trails marked. You may be surprised, but the blind were able to recognize the trail they had wandered on before. There are, of course, also braille descriptions. What we showed here are just a very few examples of interesting places found in sensory gardens. Perhaps not the most impressive ones, but we wanted to show how varied can be the attractions can be. What is essential? What is important? Well, an easy access to information is crucial. It is hard to identify plants if there are no plaques, let us say, or no boards, no plates. There is no information then. And as the blind cannot appreciate the beauty with their eyes, it is recommended to let them taste and touch the plants when possible. Still, another person is the best source of information, be it a guide or an educator. There are, of course, printed guides in Braille, as in Arboretum in Bolestraszyce, pardon my Polish, but they are less convenient than just asking another person. Our interviews showed that the blind and visually impaired desire what they desire most are safety, easy spatial orientation, information, and of course rest, as they are still in a garden. Although the inventories that we carried out gave mostly positive results, we cannot forget that there is still much room for improvement. Sometimes the facilities are destroyed by vandals or simply get dirty and there is a lack of funds to maintain them. It is not uncommon for the human factor to fail. You can consider whether it would be possible to avoid some of the situations. We have in the pictures, for example, a garden hose just across the path. We have a tactile plan behind a freezer or perhaps a fridge. And, well, there is some repair works going on in the just in the path. Let's move on to recommendations and conclusions. Basing on the inventories and interviews, we prepared a set of recommendations how to create a sensory garden attractive to the visually impaired. First of all, we need to arrange spheres or areas which allow people to get to know the world around them and perhaps also to get to know themselves. They must be able to rest, both in passive and active way. There must be also some fun for them, a place to meet other people, to socialize, to integrate, to get integrated. We also have to adjust the space to their needs, giving them the sense of safety, letting them move on their own independently, discovering the values of the garden, as well as getting to know its attractions, features, advantages. We do not recommend creating so-called isolated or lonely islands for the blind. Sensory gardens can be perceived in such a way as they are often closed areas. But we believe that the solutions used there can expand, penetrate to other parts of the garden, and in fact lead to creation of universal gardens. I can personally assure you that there are some gardens in Poland, and not small ones, which are decently prepared for any guest with visual disability. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your attention.